Yes, it's the Gover. And now, the Gover. The tonic that the Goldbergs needed after the Allisons' departure arrived in the person of Seymour's sister, Bertie. Young Seymour has been writing indiscreet letters home to Mama all about his sincere and undying affection for Rosie Goldberg. And Sister Bertie came up to Lastonbury to nip this fancy in the bud. She says Seymour is not going to throw his life away, and Bertie has letters to use as evidence. Well, the Goldbergs were astounded while Seymour and Bertie went at it hammer and tongs, and now the evening is here.
Stop it! Stop it!
That was funny. Stop laughing.
You're laughing yourself,
Paul. I'm coughing.
It's your first love affair, Rosie.
Stop it. It wasn't as funny as yours was.
What's the conversation like?
Nothing. Forget the car. I thought you were going to play car. What's funny about being humiliated? That's what I want to know.
Nothing, Rosalie.
Seymour that was humiliated.
He loves you, Rosie.
I don't want him to love me.
Can he help it?
Well, that's why I don't want you to laugh, because you can't help it, and it's hopeless.
Pity is akin to love, Rosie.
Well, you should know.
All right, please, quiet. I said quiet instantly.
Get the cards, Rosie, and don't be a ninny.
Come here, Rosalie, and give Papa this.
Go, Rosalie, no? So, to change your face? Go, give Papa this. No?
I want everyone to be nice to him.
Why not? I'll give Seymour a raise and a promotion, and I'll make him an executive at the moon.
Pa, please.
Oh, he'll misinterpret your generosity, Pa, and think...
Think what?
Anything.
What?
He might think you're interceding for him. Well, it's possible he might think you return his affection.
Sammy. If he deserves a raise, he should have it, no matter what he thinks.
Oh, you better tell that to his sister before she leaves.
Again, I'm repeating myself. I'm repeating myself, dead the card, and I want silence on this present subject.
Mama wants silence on this present subject.
Laugh if you want to laugh. Go on, laugh.
Can I help it?
Get the card. Get the card. Get the card. Get the card. Get the card.
Where are you going?
We'll see what's wrong with me, everybody told us to call the
police. Pa, Rosie's all right. You hear what she said?
What do you mean, Samuel, what she said?
That she's sorry for him because he loves her and is hopeless.
Is she different from your mother, Samuel? Cut from the same piece. It's possible your mother married me because she was sorry for me. Molly, maybe you married me because she was sorry for me?
Maybe.
How will I ever know?
Why do you have to know? Pass the card, Samuel.
Was it love or pity, Molly, huh?
What do you think?
How is it possible to know when love and pity are twins?
Maybe the way you start out isn't so important as the way you end up.
What do you think, Molly?
Please, I'm playing cards, Jack Tackle.
You tackle, Molly. You tackle. What do you think, Molly?
For me, where their love is concerned, everything is important. The end as well as the beginning. Ends and means, Jack. Ends and means.
What do you mean, ends and means?
I mean that the end comes out of the way it does because the beginning begins the way it does.
Hear your mother, Sonny? Words of wisdom.
You asked me, Drake, so I'm telling you.
Did I say something?
You're laughing.
Is laughing so forbidden in this house?
What place?
Molly, darling. Be down. I'm listening with both ears.
A play if you're playing, please.
Mom is mad, Sonny. Mom is mad.
What do you mean, Ma?
Ask Papa.
If I insulted you, Molly, forgive me. Pity me and love me.
I pity you.
Love me, too, and tell me what you meant.
I only meant that everything you do changes you. And when you change, so you're different. And when you're different, the end comes out from the beginning and finish. And if you're playing cards, please, I want to play cards. If not, I'm going in the kitchen. I've got plenty to do. I don't have to sit. I don't have to sit here and laugh and say remarks. I got plenty to do in the kitchen. I got plenty of chores to do. I got to mix my baking. I got stockings to mend. I got puppies to put on. I got plenty to do. Plenty. The play, so let's play.
Very well, Molly. Very well.
How many cards go for Katrina?
Four
cards. I think I could do plenty. I got to stir myself up. I got to make biscuits.
Four in the middle.
I know. I'm playing Katrina, so I know four in the middle. Look already, the good tennis in the middle. All right, so pick up your cards.
Pick up, Sammy, pick up the project. Oh, Mr. Redden, have you let me see? Let me see. Maybe we should better play gin rummy together.
Oh, come on.
Let me see. One goes out. Oh, no. So play the seven of spades. You play, Emily.
Queen of hearts.
Can't we ever get away from hearts?
Why should we do it? And what is there to laugh about hearts?
Is it a crime to laugh in this house, Molly?
No, it's not a crime. Nobody says. But laughing and laughing in the right place. For everything is a place and a time. Rosalie was right. And I'm glad to see that she can see what we can't see. Wrong to laugh about hearts.
Hey, Molly. And better sentimentalists are born, you'll be the mother of them.
And what's wrong with sentiment, Ray?
It's too rosy, Molly.
Oh, Ray. With the world the way it is, Ray, I don't think people can afford to laugh about hearts. Seymour and Rosie are children. And they act like children. But does that mean that what Seymour feels is funny? His heart spoke to him. It was a childish heart, but it spoke sincerely. When he wrote letters to his mother telling him how he felt about Rosalie.
A ray of sunshine came into my life, he wrote.
What is that, a ray of sunshine, Jay? Maybe too many years have passed already, and you can no longer remember it, but if I was your ray of sunshine.
You were, Molly. Who told you?
You did?
I did.
Oh, play already, please. I'm getting nervous already. Play already. Foolishness. You're looking for something, Rosalie?
Yes.
What?
I'll find it.
Maybe I can help you.
Maybe Mama can help you.
I'm looking for my...
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 Help you.
I'm looking for my book.
Take your car, Sammy.
I'll tell him.
Did you have my book, Sammy?
Nope.
Well, somebody must have taken it, and it was right in here.
Look, Rosalie, darling, if you look around slowly and carefully without getting excited, so you'll find it.
Your play, Pa.
My play?
Yes,
huh?
Papa's play.
No, let me see,
Did you see my book, Ma?
Huh? No, darling, I didn't see it.
Well, somebody must have seen it.
Maybe Seymour took it to have something that belonged to you.
Stop it!
Oh,
stop it!
Rosalie, please. Please, I'm sitting down for a moment to relax myself from a whole day. Rosalie, please. Don't be so unhumorous. Please, darling.
Enough is enough, don't you think so?
Why, it's a pretty baby calf already. That's all I need now. Casanova.
Come in, Seymour.
Excuse me. Good night.
Where's Rosalie?
You're crying, Miss Goldberg.
Good night.
Rosalie, please. Excuse me, Seymour. Rosalie, please.
I'm sorry, Miss Goldberg, it's so upset, Mr. Goldberg. Mr. Goldberg, I just brought over all the letters I wrote to my mother. I want you to read them and decide for yourself.
Decide the what, Seymour?
Well, it's a very delicate question, Mr. Goldberg.
Well, I'll be delicate.
I want you to read these letters. And
why should I read your letters?
I want to know whether the sincere feeling I have for your daughter can make up for my other limitations.
And if so, so what?
In that case, I want your candid answer.
In that case, you shall have it, Seymour.
Then, am I eligible? That's all I want to know. Am I eligible?
Seymour stands there, embarrassed, but determined to face the truth. Puppy love is riding him hard, and as he waits for Jake's reply, his eyes widen like a pair of saucers.